The Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, is partnering with the Ministry of Agriculture to revitalize St. Vincent and the Grenadines' hot pepper industry, positioning it as a key driver of economic growth. The initiative aligns with the government's focus on promoting high-value crops to strengthen the nation's agricultural sector. FAO consultant Luke Lee told NBC News that a two-week intensive training on fertigation systems has already seen strong engagement from farmers, signaling promising prospects for the industry's expansion.
Okay, so my stint here has been for 2 weeks. It has been a very comprehensive 2 weeks of training and practical installation of what we consider fertigation systems for the small farmers. These systems are designed to deliver rapid response for nutrients and water to increase plant growth and development for the hot pepper sector. The big thing is that the farmers have been very responsive, and that is very encouraging, and this will probably lead to a revitalization and revolution in the hot pepper sector here. So that is very encouraging, and as for us as donors, we like to see that sort of response from our stakeholder, more importantly our small farmers, who we want to increase their and improve their livelihood.
Food and Agriculture Organization FAO consultant for the Hot Pepper Initiative in SVG, Luke Lee. Deputy Chief Agricultural Officer Colville King says St. Vincent and the Grenadines is poised to revitalize its hot pepper industry, a crop that once fueled significant export revenues. Speaking on the FAO-supported initiative, King highlighted how the project will boost farmer productivity, sustaining of livelihoods and re-establishing the country's hot pepper as a regional export powerhouse.
Hot pepper is one of our crops for diversification. It is a source of fresh pepper export. It was, I should say, a source of fresh pepper exports, which we want to, let me use the word used by the consultant, revitalize. We want to essentially restart significant export of hot pepper to the region and to extra-regional sites. But more importantly, we have something called Vinciferous, and there are other hot pepper producers in the country, all of whom generate significant livelihoods. So we have livelihoods among the processors, we have livelihoods among the farmers who depend on it, and we speak in hundreds of farmers. What this project investment is doing is assisting the ministry to assist the farmers in boosting productivity. So essentially what I want you to imagine is somebody making an effort. On any given day, they're putting out X amount of fertilizer, X amount of payments or wages, or they're doing it themselves, but we essentially doubling yield.
King added that this training in new technologies, from fertigation to crop research, will help farmers maximize yields and livelihoods, driving economic growth across rural communities.
When we do that, we reduce cost of production, we improve competitiveness, but also in doing so, we're going to improve profitability. And profitability, in other words, more money retained in farmers' pockets, will redound to their benefits, better livelihoods, better rural communities. And of course, with pepper exports, we have increased foreign exchange earnings, we have increased contribution to GDP and all of that. So you would have heard that the project is investing significantly in technology. So farmers and extension officers are being trained to utilize those technology in irrigation, fertigation, in terms of new varieties of pepper. And there's also a bit of a research agenda as well. So while that is not the main thrust, of course, we have that opportunity to assess which zones are best for which variety. And so we could inform and we could advise farmers as to which variety to grow to make the best income for themselves and their families.
Deputy Chief Agricultural Officer, Mr. Colville King. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.